Good afternoon. Welcome to Chatabout. I'm Todd Haugen, and joining me for the show today is the Interim Planning Director for the Greater Bemidji Area Joint Planning Board, Jamin Carlson. Jamin, welcome back to our show.
Thanks.
Jamin, is there a new planning director for the Joint Planning Board coming?
Actually, no. I am now since last Monday the 5th, I am now the director for planning and zoning.
I see. Well, I'll have to remove the interim portion. Well, congratulations on that, Jamin. I was not aware.
Thank you.
Well, the meeting of the Joint Planning Board is commencing at 6 p.m. today. Is it being held with the people apart, or are they going to be together?
This meeting will be in person. It's actually being held at Northern Town Hall, up off of Town Hall Road, off Irvine. That's because our city council chambers is currently under construction, and end date's not till possibly June. So we decided to have the meeting up there.
Okay. It will be still accessible to those who can't attend, though, through Cisco WebEx video conferencing, Jamin?
Correct.
All right. And for information about that, just go to the City of Bemidji's website?
Easier would be to go to the JPB website, which is www.jpbgba.org, and you'll find all the information on there, login information, things like that.
Good to know. All right. Well, again, 6 p.m. is when the meeting starts at the Northern Town Hall, and just a couple of items on the agenda for today under new business, a variance in the City of Bemidji for Sherry Holloway. What's that for?
So that's for a current house that's on the property line with a garage that's going to be demolished or taken down, and then a new structure will be put in its place. The variance is for a couple of items. They need to have a front yard variance setback reduction of 10 feet, and then some impervious surface reduction, or actually increase for impervious surface, but overall the new structure is going to be an improvement for the property and correct quite a few basically non-compliant issue with the garage that's on there now is right on the property line. This will remove all that and then actually decrease the impervious surface overall. So looking for some improvements, and it'll be a new single family home.
And this is within the city boundaries for the City of Bemidji?
Correct, right over by the college.
All right. And that project will take place, if approval comes from the board, would take place this summer?
Correct. I think they have an end date of October until they have the project finished up.
All right. And the only other item on the regular or the new business portion of the agenda is another variance for an entity called Northern Fire Hospitality, LLC. What's that for?
So this variance is for basically just site population increase in the airport zone B, which most people are not familiar with, that there's an invisible blanket over that part of town for the approach for the runway. And otherwise, this particular project would be able to just be approved administratively, if not for the overlay of the airport. So in this case, they're looking for a increase from total site population of 51 up to a possibility of 461. So that's the need for the variance.
What type of development would this be?
So they're looking at restaurant and then a fun zone, which is more of a kind of a, I think would be considered indoor entertainment, and then some office area in the front of the building. This is quite a large building. If you're familiar with the site, it's a 26,000 plus square foot building, and they're going to utilize, I think, just about 10,000 square feet of it. So they have quite a bit of the rest of the building. They're not sure what they're actually going to do with it later on.
So, obviously, then, this is a building that's already present. Where is it?
So, this one is next to, I'm not actually going to pull that up. That's next to, I think it's Gazelka, and then there's a a used car lot next to it up on Paul Bunyan, and then it's on the north side. The exact address, I'm going to pull that up for you so you guys have an idea where that is. And to the east is a small building, and then First Baptist Church, and then after that's the mall.
Okay.
This is at 1635 Paul Bunyan Drive, Northwest.
I believe locals might be able to reference it by thinking of the old UBC building, United Building Center.
Okay. Yep, correct.
So this was a store, has been another building material store since, and has been in use. And it's quite some distance from the airport, and it's also in the midst of lots of other developments. It doesn't seem like an outrageous request.
That is basically the reason for that is with that blanket for Zone B. The center line of the runway actually runs right through, if you can visualize, going southeast right through the Target parking lot and going in that direction. So yeah, you are correct that this is quite a bit off. Actually, the back part of the property is actually outside of the zone, but the majority of the property is still within that Zone B. And there has been some measurements taken for this, and the edge of the property or even the edge of the building is about 1,000 feet from the center line, that invisible center line of the runway, which projects all the way through almost to the old it's now an abandoned trailer park that was Westwood Acres, south of Trek North in that area. That's where it ends.
Right. Okay. I believe, Jamin, in that area there's a coffee shop that was constructed a few years ago that probably sees about that many customers per day. Does it seem to you, I mean, is there any way to predict what the board might think of this?
You know, I think with the way it's presented, with all the information, not sure what the way the board will, you know, go, but I think this is I think the request for the variance falls in line with the ordinance, as far as we do have alternate crash zones that were created in the area, and this, the distance from the center line, the invisible center line runway, does make sense. But at the end of the day, the board will have to make that decision.
Sure. Well, and that is the only other item on their new business. Board will also discuss regarding the next JPC and next JPB meetings. This is just a scheduling exercise that sounds routine, is it?
So this is, I think, in the last probably four and a half, almost 5 years, it's the first time we haven't had a planning case that was submitted. So we're going to use our meeting time to discuss some things that we just haven't had time to discuss. That's maybe an ordinance update, and then possibly anything else that maybe the board would like to kind of get to the top of the agenda.
And what ordinance update would that be?
Just an overall. There's a lot of things that have been wanting to be added or revised probably in the last year and a half or 2 years, just with COVID. We were supposed to have one last winter, that 1920 winter, but that didn't happen due to COVID. Couldn't have the meetings, need to have public hearings, and that just, it wasn't possible. So it's been pushed back over a year, and now more than 2 years with some of the possible amendments.
Okay. Well, again, the meeting begins at 6 p.m. this evening. What is the Greater Bemidji Area Joint Planning Board website again, Jamin?
It's www.jpbgba.org, and that stands for Joint Powers Board Greater Bemidji Area.
All right. Well, very good. We appreciate your time today. And, Jamin, I guess I will be chatting with you again next month.
All right, Todd. Sounds good.
Talk to you then.
Thank you.
Jamin Carlson, Greater Bemidji Joint Planning Board Planning Director. I'll be back to wrap up this show and to preview tomorrow's chat about in just a moment.